Russia holds a parliamentary election in December, and President Vladimir Putin runs for re-election in March. Opposition political parties already are protesting that Putin and the United Russia Party, which backs him, receive excessive state television coverage, giving them an unfair advantage in both elections. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The evening news on state-run broadcaster RTR these days can often seem like a video diary on the life of President Putin. On a typical recent night, the first three news items were about Putin: a five-minute report on a meeting with a regional governor, a rendezvous with the head of the country's elections commission, then a piece on Putin hosting a foreign leader. On state TV, Putin is always shown as being in command, whether he's hearing out servile-looking ministers on plans to raise pensions or visiting school children on the first day of classes. Communist parliament member Viktor Ilyukin slams what he says is the Putinization of state TV.
These days, the news is all about Putin, the United Russia Party, and a little bit about the weather.
The communists are the top challenger to the pro-Putin United Russia Party in upcoming elections. Other opposition parties also complain Putin and United Russia get special treatment on state TV. All three of Russia's nationwide TV networks are now controlled by state interests after the country's only independent nationwide network went bankrupt this summer. Opposition parties do get their message out through smaller TV, radio, and print outlets, and even state TV networks are giving some coverage to the campaigns of opposition parties. But Masha Lipman of the Moscow Carnegie Center says government news broadcasts on the main two networks, Channel 2 RTR and State Channel 1, focus overwhelmingly on Putin and his supporters.
We see the Kremlin abusing its power and giving free propaganda, free agitation to President Putin himself and the main pro-Kremlin party.
Lipman says that violates a new law guaranteeing equal time to political parties. Putin is closely associated with the United Russia Party. His interior minister is the party's chairman, but the president is not formally a member of any party. United Russia Parliament member Pavel Kovalenko argues that means no laws are being broken. But even Kovalenko says state TV is in danger of alienating its viewers with wall-to-wall coverage of Putin. I myself think that TV shows too much of the president, Kovalenko says. That does not do the president any favors. Even RTR state TV anchorman Sergei Brilov admits Putin gets a lot of airtime on his network.
I would say too many things are concentrated in the hands of just one person, and that is the president of the country. This is a disadvantage of the constitution rather than of the culture of the political coverage.
Many here point out there are Russian newspapers and websites which do regularly criticize President Putin's policies. State TV here is by far the most far-reaching medium, however. Polls show Putin is likely to easily win a second term in office next year. And analysts say Putin's dominance over the airwaves gives his unofficial political party, United Russia, a big advantage as it wages a tougher-than-expected battle for seats in parliament. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.